Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lee Richard. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Bill Sharp. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Bry. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting fifth. The DH, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Craig Cusick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Vic Albury. And now, play ball. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cusick scoops it up and throws to first, with Albury covering, for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Albury fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bry moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bry moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Downing moves to third. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Downing scores. Hairston moves to third. It's 2-1, Twins. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Muser moves to second. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cusick moves to second. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 1 in the game. Richard hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 1 in the game. Orta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson strikes out. There goes Orta. The throw from Roof to second, and Orta is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Darwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Downing hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cusick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Downing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Muser hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharp hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bry hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-2 in the game. Richard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Darwin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo strikes out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Downing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hairston hits a line drive towards short. Thompson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cusick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Muser for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roof strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. Dent strikes out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-2 in the game. Sharp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Lee Richard. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Eddie Leon now playing third base. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood fires to first and picks off Bry. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew strikes out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Carew steals second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-3 in the game. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. Carew moves to third. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Darwin moves to second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-3 in the game. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Carew scores. Darwin moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Twins. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cusick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Niles Nyman pinch hits for Ron Santo. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin. Nyman reaches second base with a double. Henderson moves to third. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Downing hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's White Sox, 4, Twins, 4. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hairston hits a line drive into right field. Darwin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Darwin. Hairston moves to second. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hairston moves to third. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-3 in the game. Dent hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. Muser moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Forster now pitching. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Bry hits a line drive towards the mound. Forster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Orta strikes out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. Heil moves to second. 2 outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Downing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hairston bunts in front of the plate. Roof fields it and throws to first for the out. Downing moves to second. 1 out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Muser strikes out. 2 outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-4 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Downing scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sharp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dent moves to second. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cusick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cusick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 5, Twins, 5. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenn Borgman pinch hits for Phil Roof. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Glenn Borgman now catching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Carew steals second. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carew moves to third. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Hile strikes out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Darwin strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Downing hits a fly ball into left field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hairston hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hile. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Muser hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hairston scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Sharp hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Soderholm moves to second. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Craig Cusick. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Thompson bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Soderholm moves to third. Terrell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Soderholm scores. There goes Terrell trying to get to home. Hairston throws the ball into Downing who tags Terrell, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Thompson moves to second. One out. It's White Sox, 6, Twins, 6. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 3-for-6 in the game, with three singles. Bry hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to third. Borgman moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-4 in the game. With two walks. Heil is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Johnson now pitching. Pat Bork now playing first base. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. Leon strikes out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Johnson. Horta moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 3-for-6 in the game, with three singles. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Horta moves to third. Two outs. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Nyman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horta scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, White Sox. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Downing hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-6 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Darwin is called out on strikes. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-4 in the game. With two walks. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-4 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva pinch hits for Pat Bork. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hairston. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Soderholm goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 7, Twins, 7. Luis Gomez pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Steve Braun pinch hits for Danny Thompson. Rich Gossage now pitching. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is walked intentionally. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Borgman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Gomez now playing shortstop. Tom Johnson now pitching. Harmon Killebrew now playing first base. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Hairston hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Muser hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 3-for-7 in the game, with three singles. Bry strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and two walks. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Carew steals second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-5 in the game. With two walks. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew scores. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.